This was a first procedural court appearance. Judge Alphonse Ory presiding.
5-5/18. The case against the prosecutor versus Mr. Radovan Karadžić.
Good afternoon, Mr. Karadžić. You are Mr. Radovan Karadžić.
Yes, I'm.
Yes, I am.
I'm Judge Alphonse Ory, and I will be presiding over your initial appearance in this tribunal.
And so began this session, during which Radovan Karadžić was formally asked to identify himself and heard a summary of the charges against him.
Mr. Karadžić, you are charged with one count of genocide under Article 4 of the Statute of the International Tribunal, with one count of complicity in genocide, with five counts of crimes against humanity under Article 5 of the Statute, and with four counts of war crimes under Articles 2 and 3 of the Statute.
Sitting in the dock, Karadžić informed the court that he would defend himself, in his words, as he would against any natural catastrophe. He told the court he was still studying the indictment and opted to delay entering a formal plea. The man in court looked much as he had when last seen in public over a decade ago, somewhat thinner, older, but clean-shaven and still sporting his trademark silver hair. He stands accused of involvement in the deaths of thousands of civilians during the Bosnian War of the 1990s. Karadžić disappeared and was on the run for nearly 13 years. Disguised, as it turned out, with a bushy beard, long hair and spectacles, and working and living in Belgrade, where his arrest was announced last week. Karadžić told the court he was kidnapped in Belgrade and held for 3 days without access to a telephone or any communication. He also said he fears for his safety even now. Karadžić has 30 days to enter a formal plea, and Judge Ory scheduled the next court session for August 29th. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.